Welcome back to I2I, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on the notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And if you do like our channel, we ask that you help support it by joining the Powerliners, our channel membership program. You can find the links for that in the description, but up above in the video as well. This is Disney Through Our Eyes, where we talk about what's going on in the wide world of Disney through our own set of eyes. Jessica and I each pick different topic each week. We don't know about it, we talk about it, debate about it. Usually I get yelled at, probably.
Usually Kyle debates and yes. I get proven wrong.
Well, no, you don't get proven wrong. It's just, see, look at it this way. I just waste my time knowing all this like Disney knowledge, trivia stuff. You don't.
Truth.
So it may be a good thing that you get those things wrong, because that means you actually have a life and I don't.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying it.
You're going to agree with that one. All right, tell me, give me a hint about what your topic's going to be about this week.
Villains.
You know, I do love some villain stuff.
I know, because you are a villain.
Because I'm dastardly like this. Mine is going to be related to Disney parks, but a celebration of something at the Disney parks.
Okay, so my topic is timely, which Kyle will appreciate because most of my topics are not timely.
I am shocked that you have something very relevant.
I did kind of cheat a little bit. But this week, actually on Kyle's birthday, May 27th, Cruella comes out in theaters.
Technically, it comes out on the 28th, which is Friday. But if we go by the midnight premiere. If there is midnight premieres anymore. But I see what you did there. We're going to pretend everything's normal. In a typical environment, there's sometimes midnight premieres, and yes, that would be true. So I will relent to you on that.
The purpose of this was not debating the day that the movie
Do you know me? Do you even know me?
Hey! I just wish I could say one statement without Kyle.
But that would just be boring in our house. If I
Man,
didn't anything.
We just need like a little judge here all the time.
Yes, that would be. We have a third camera over here, and this is going to be like the judge.
The judge and the jury.
We have like a guest judge every time.
So anyway, the point of this is Cruella. Mm-hmm. She gets her own movie.
Yep.
This begs the question of how many other villains deserve their own movie? Because we've done the whole thing of let's revamp the classics. You know, I've enjoyed them. I enjoyed Lion King. I really enjoyed Beauty and the Beast. I've enjoyed most of them. I still haven't seen Jungle Book, but I need to.
Right.
But I think rather than just redoing them into a live action one, we should do a different story, the villain story.
Yeah.
So I've got a list of villains that I think they need to make a movie on, but I would really like to hear who your top three.
Well, before
villains.
I say them, I will say that I like this topic because we've actually discussed this a little bit, because I think like six or so episodes ago when we talked about the stepsister's mm-hmm. potential movie that's been rumored coming out. I think that's a great one too. And we talked a lot about how like, there are some movies where there are some characters that need to be fleshed out more, but you don't know, can they really do a remake of it? Like Sleeping Beauty.
Right.
It's not really that big of a, you know, exciting
it's
movie.
Not, yeah.
But if you take Maleficent, which people gravitate toward, and tell her story.
Which was really good, actually.
Exactly. So it gives people a reason to reinvest in that story and understand it and appreciate where it comes from.
And for people like me who had never seen Sleeping Beauty, it gave me a reason to go back and watch Sleeping Beauty because Maleficent was doing so well.
Absolutely.
So I feel like with Cruella coming out, the 101 Dalmatians franchise is going to do really well. Especially in my mind, the Glenn Close edition.
Yep.
I feel like because this is live action, you know.
Why do you say live action?
Because it's not really live.
There are real live people there.
Okay, but live means like in front of a live studio audience.
No, that's not what live means. Live means that there are living, breathing people acting in front of you.
Okay, so Lion King was not live because those aren't humans.
Oh, there's motion capture.
That's not live. Okay, I'm just saying. And the Dalmatians in this movie, they're not all live. They're CGI.
Yeah.
So it is live.
Well, no. I do know that they have live Dalmatians there.
But not all of them.
Not all of the movements. Yes. You're correct on that.
I know!
But see, I would count those as live action. Anyway, that's not what we're here to debate or talk about. You asked, what's my favorite, or what's my villains that I'd like to see a movie for next?
Yes, because I think my answers are going to shock you.
Okay, I want you to guess what my number one is. Just
something from Spider-Man.
Oh, well, I wasn't even thinking Marvel Star Wars route. We're going to really open up a can of worms with that one.
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Number one, Hades.
Okay. I need a Hades film, and I need James Woods back. I don't think that's going to happen, because James Woods has a lot of enemies now. But we're not going to get into why. But, I think he's brilliant as Hades. If I could have had him as, like, dressed up and have, like, the CGI flame hair, oh, my hair's all that kind of stuff going on. That would be... And then, what's my other one you got to know? Disney, typical Disney villains.
Scar was one of mine
too. We're definitely gonna see that one, I bet.
I think we'll see that one. I also think Jafar, because wasn't there talk of there being a Jafar movie, or is that just something that we bounced off, said there needs to be a Jafar movie?
I think
movie?
That was more you and I in our Aladdin review talked about that, because if you remember, the Aladdin the live action remake is probably one of their best remakes.
Yes.
Outside, but Jafar is real weak in it.
Yes, which is weird.
It's strange. That's how good Will Smith and the rest of the actors were in their roles.
You need to rewatch that movie.
Its actual anniversary is like 2 days after we're recording this, I think.
Wow.
Like a little bit of trivia for you. Join us on Trivia Nights on Thursday night, and there'll be more of that going on. Just saying.
Okay.
Not this week.
Oh.
That was not a hint at this week. You did not get a leg up on anybody else.
Dang it!
You actually get to know the trivia night before anybody else.
I never do. Every time I ask, you never tell me.
No, sometimes I do.
That's no, not. You don't. Anyway. All okay. Right,
you got to tell me some of yours.
Actually, and this is going to be really stupid, but I want a Vader movie.
Oh, yes. 100%.
I just really want just Darth Vader. Like, yes, we get him in all of the, the originals and stuff. I just want dedicated... Not Anakin, not when he's little. I want Vader.
So you mean episode 3 is done from then until episode 4?
Yes.
Like that time period?
Yes. I want after he becomes Vader.
Here's the only problem with that, and it's not because that doesn't need to happen, because I agree with you, is that I know that the Obi-Wan series is going to explore that. Because remember, Hayden Christensen's coming back.
For sure. And technically, episodes 1 through 3 explored... Darth Vader's, origin story.
Right.
So I get it. Like, it's kind of been done. That's why I said this is kind of a dumb answer. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like there's more of that character that could be fleshed out that could really... I mean, I know it would be a new plot line, but
yeah.
I would enjoy that.
I think there are... I don't know if this is necessarily a new plot line. I think there are still, like, these little other storylines out there they can tug on and use for a potential Vader film. If that happens and they can come up with a great story, that'd be bonkers.
Could you imagine?
Oh, the people would be... This would be like the episode 7, because we hadn't had a Star Wars movie forever. People would be around the block for this, for a Vader movie, especially if it's good.
I know.
What's another one for you?
This one's going to really shock you, because I didn't like these movies.
Okay, what do you got?
Thanos.
Okay, explain to me why.
Because I don't understand anything about Thanos. A. B... Because he is a likable villain. Like, he is a villain that you love to hate, but you kind of, a reason.
So there's two types of villains, usually. You got the maniacal. Got
the Cruella de Vils.
Right, I think they're giving her reason now. But what I was thinking of, do you remember Claw from the MCU, the Black Panther guy with the arm shooting thing? He's maniacal. He's out for himself.
Yeah.
And he just blows things up and unfortunately kills people for sadistic fun. Those are those types of, and then there's Thanos, who is a villain by his very nature because of what he's trying to do, but his reasoning has a base of argument.
Yep.
But it's once
it's
you
stupid,
but once but... you leave that reasoning and don't realize the reality of the ramifications of what your reason for it is, and you play that out, that's where you get to Thanos type of villainy. So that one's probably going to happen too, I bet.
I could see it. Just because the MCU is so ridiculous. And let's make 8 million movies and let's force Jessica to watch every single one of them.
It's the most glorious thing in the entire world is what it is.
Yeah. Don't.
All right, so let me give it another one.
You know how I'm shocked you haven't said?
Well, hold on. Let me get there. I'm just trying to, because we did Star Wars. You did Marvel, which I'm shocked that that's what you brought up there.
I knew you'd be shocked by my answers.
So Hades. Can I go to my other trifecta of my favorite Disney films?
Yzma. I knew it. That's what I've been waiting for you to say.
Pull the lever.
Wrong lever.
That's the best thing ever. I love that movie. Most underrated Disney film of all time. Because it is
a villain truly makes it makes a Disney film because they have to be comical but evil at the same time.
Yep.
I don't even because think about that. You could have her like getting to know Kronk as her like right hand man too. That's at the true. Same time. So you get his dynamic back with the whole thing. Oh, that would be so perfect. But you know, that's my trifecta: Hades, Scar, and Yzma.
And Yzma. You know who else would be good? Would be Ursula.
That would be a good one too. Why she? Because if I remember in The Little Mermaid, she even kind of references like a past history with her and Triton.
And yeah, but I need to rewatch that movie because I can't remember exactly what it is, but there's a history there.
Yep,
there definitely which is why she specifically sought out his daughter.
Yes. So that would be a good one. Anytime you can, like, it's not just about the villain, but you tie it back to another part of the story.
Right.
You know, because for Maleficent, it was the tie back to King Stefan, mm-hmm. who is Aurora's mm-hmm. father. And that kind of trying to tell that side of the story here. So you could do Ursula and Triton's relationship and how that conflict started.
Yep.
You know, Hades and Zeus would be a good one to Scar and Mufasa. That's, you know, they need a conflict to really drive the main character. And so if you have that there, that's the main thing. The only problem is like with a Thanos movie, I don't know who you would pit him against individually.
Everybody.
Well, yes, but that's down the line, but in his movie. I guess because his story is that he tried to do this on his own planet, the genocide thing, and they called him a madman. So maybe all the rulers there, I don't know.
Maybe.
You got anybody else on your list out there?
Woody from Toy Story.
Now, Jessica, listen. Look, okay, let me reference this. We've done an episode previously where Jessica lamented about how much she hates Woody. You can go back and check that out.
He is a villain.
I think it's like episode 4, maybe, that we did. I need to start having a list here in front of me so I can reference back to those ones. He's not a villain.
He is a villain.
He's a jerk at times, and he becomes less of a jerk, but he is not a villain.
He's a villain.
Zurg is... We should get a Zurg movie.
Oh, my
Can we get a Zurg
gosh.
Movie?
Your face. Zurg.
Could we get a Zurg movie? Well, what about a Lotso Huggin' Bear from Toy Story 3?
No.
He smells like cherries. We kind of know his story. Or strawberries, excuse me. What are you laughing at?
This has derailed so much.
This is what happens when we just get to talking about these things, though.
Okay.
That's a pretty good list, though. I like. I've got my trifecta in there. I'm shocked that you brought up the Star Wars and Marvel.
I'm shocked too. But honestly, out of all the ones I've thought of, Darth Vader is my number one.
That's a good pick right there. Yeah. I'm not mad at that whatsoever. So if you tried to go to the Disney parks in the last couple of months, year for some of them, since Disneyland just recently opened up, you'll know that you have a few new different things that you've got to be used to, right? You got to be used to standing 6 feet from everybody, all kinds of other little COVID-19 protections and regulations and things like that. This is not a debate about whether we agree with those things, but we're going to celebrate something that has finally been lifted from people at Disney parks. Jessica, do you know what that is?
Well, there's a few things. Masking outside?
There's a bit. That's it right there.
Okay, I was going to say.
The mask outside is finally gone from Disney parks. And I am so happy.
Just in time for summer, because could you imagine wearing a mask in summer?
We don't have to imagine. We lived it.
Well, but we did it for 2 days.
But still, those 2 days, I still remember from the vlogs I have put out from that trip that we were in Disney Springs first. I remember we came down the escalator with our mask, and we went across the bridge like 100 yards, and we were like, God, this is awful.
Yeah.
Because it was just humidity.
Don't you remember? That's why we canceled. That was part of the reason we canceled our family trip then, because, you know, my mom's in her 60s, and she is super healthy, but I was like, no, I'm not putting her through this, wearing a mask in August in Disney World.
So we did change to go in December when
it was perfect.
It was almost...
And the mask was actually kept you warm.
So there were good things about the mask.
That was positive, but the more positive thing is that now you don't have to wear a mask outside in Disney World. It is kind of ironic because it happened, they announced it the day before our cousins went to Disney World.
I know, they so lucky.
They lucked out. They were so excited that they only had to wear it indoors.
And we had to be with them that weekend, like, before they went. So they could, like, celebrate that with us, and I was like,
to be fair, they did invite us on that trip.
That's
just
true.
Didn't logistically work out for us this time.
That is true. So the masks are gone on the outside. Obviously, you still want to take some precautions and do it indoors. And I think in queue lines as well. I think that's, even if they're outdoor.
Okay.
I don't know that for a fact, but I do know that they're when you're outside walking around on the promenades, in the main areas, you know, you can get away from people.
Yeah.
So I think this is something that makes logical sense, especially as things are getting better. Whether you agree with that or not, it's not neither here nor there. They seem to be getting better, so this is a next step. But here's the thing that I want us to do, is maybe just kind of off the cuff here, the top, not even like a top 10 list or something, but the best things about not having to wear a mask at Disney World. So we've already covered number one.
Not as hot.
Not as hot. The heat. No more of that. It's not like just sucked onto your face.
Yeah, here's number the mask knee.
Thank you. That is exactly what I was thinking of. The mask knee that you would get, because not only
sweat.
The sweat, all that stuff. Here's the thing, pro tip for everybody, grow a beard and it protects you a little bit.
Yeah, that's worked real well for me.
I don't know that I would like you in a beard.
Probably would not.
You know, nothing against the bearded lady and all that. We've all seen, what's the movie you love? It's technically
Greatest Showman.
It's now a Disney movie. So you could have been the bearded lady, like... And it,
wow, you think I have a beard?
No, what I'm saying is, like, if you grew a beard somehow, some way, we can get you, like, growth hormone or something like that.
Okay, thanks. But anyway.
Anyway, that's one way to protect against that.
You know what else is good?
What's that?
You can eat and drink and it not be a problem.
Yes.
Right. Because remember before they were like, you need to be stationary to eat or drink because you had to have your mask off. Now, you can drink your Dole Whip or eat your Dole Whip however you prefer. Well, if it's a Dole Whip float, you drink it.
No, if it's a float, you drink and eat it. What did they give?
That's why I said drink or eat.
Oh, you didn't say the or part, or at least I didn't hear it in that.
Yes, I did. Rewind the tapes.
Okay, so yes, you can walk and you can talk and you can eat at the same time. Like, there's some things that you obviously need to sit down and eat. Like, a churro is probably one of them because you're dipping it in the salt. Like,
a churro would be the easiest thing to walk and eat.
But if you're going to be dipping it in the stuff, like a pretzel if you're going to be dipping in the stuff.
Okay,
but like a Dole Whip, like you got a slushy, like a Goofy's Glacier or something like that. You know, that's like a walk and enjoy type of
like
thing.
Like an ice cream cone.
Now for me, Dole Whips though, I gotta sit down and just like take it all in.
Yeah,
like,
Kyle's weirdly, weirdly obsessed with his Dole Whips. Like, he has to sit at a very specific location and eat his Dole Whips.
It's because it's like, it's so wonderful. You have to like magnify the experience of the Dole Whip.
Yeah, one time there wasn't a seat where he wanted it and he had to eat by a trash can. That was a bad day.
It was a very sad day for me. Other thing is when you ride water rides now, it won't get like plastered to your face as well.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That was the gross part. So, you know, there's not too many rides at Disney World, at least, that you get super soaked on.
Splash Mountain.
No. Listen, you do not get wet at Splash Mountain. You get damp. I'm sorry. I will debate anyone on this. I have ridden this thing thousands of times. With full boats, with it by myself, in every seat, in every
you have seen
every variation.
Your brothers,
I've seen
get
them
soaked.
They were not
to
wet.
Toe.
They were not.
Baby, you saw the pictures. Like, we took a picture showing them.
There's a difference between being wet and damp. Wet is I am soaked through. Damp
just
means
know
every time
that Kyle's going to sleep on the couch tonight for being a ding dong.
Just know that damp is where you can feel moisture on you and you got, you know, a little damp on top of yourself. So, yes, on Splash Mountain, especially if you're in the front row and if you're tall, even if you're in the back rows, you will get damp every single time because of the spray.
I hope.
But wet? No.
I hope the haters come for you.
They probably will.
I hope they get you on that comment.
Now, Kylie River Rapids, you get wet on that one.
No, that's, you get damp.
No. Okay, you somehow can manage to get off Kylie and just be damp. But most people that come off Kali River Rapids are wet. Unless you somehow like manage what we did, like wrap ourselves in like the ponchos and the perfect little ball, which is hard to really do. Because if you're that one person that gets under the waterfall, it's over for
it's
you.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Like your mom that one time.
Yeah.
She's still bitter about that.
What was that? 16 years later, she's still mad.
16 years later. Here's, how about this? Instead of things that we're not happy about, not having a mask, here's something that's a little sad. It was another accessory you could wear to Disney World.
That's true. My Disney mask is the cutest mask I have, and it actually is very comfortable.
So if all the bad things that have happened in 2020 with the pandemic, one of the good things was that, and of course Disney loved it because it was more money they could get people to spend. And now that's we've true. All got a collection of masks.
That's true. And we all that go to Disney probably have a Disney mask.
Yeah, I think at least saw, I don't know that I ever saw anybody without a Disney mask in our party, like that we were with when we were there.
Yeah.
I think we always had a Disney mask and we bought several while we were down there. I mean, it's, you know, small little things that you take away from this.
And to be fair, we bought some of them at Disney Character Warehouse. So they were like $3.
Yeah, we didn't get like the super expensive ones on that. But so no, none of that. Now, when you scream on a ride, it's not getting sucked into your mouth too. How about that? That's true. Because I scream a lot when I'm on Space Mountain, and so instead of that's inside, so you have to wear that on a ride. That one doesn't really work. But mainly, it's in the.
So does Tower of Terror count as inside or outside?
That'd be inside. Mm. That'd be inside. I bet on the rides when you're stuck with people, you still got to. But the promenade areas where you're out there, I just thought of the best one ever. What is one of the things that you have to do before you leave the Magic Kingdom, as if you're with a group of people especially?
Take a picture in front of the castle.
No more masks.
But now that's been
gone
for a while. But you could take your mask off to do pictures.
Right, but I'm just talking about the concept of not having masks on in general in the big public areas where you can spread out. That's a big win right there. Because think about like that, you know, obviously... You guys can get masks if you want. We snuck a picture without the mask on once.
Did we?
Yes, we did. We looked around, went like that, and took it off and put it back on.
Everybody did.
Everybody did.
But I'm just thinking, knowing me, I will forget like that I have the mask on.
Right.
You know, and I'll be walking outside, and you'd be like, take your mask off. And I just wouldn't remember that it was still on. So I'm sure we'll still see lots of people walking outside with masks on just because they've forgotten, I can't take this off.
Yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10 to close out our topic, how bad was it wearing the mask at the Disney parks?
In August or December?
Let's go with somewhere neutral. Let's say it was 80 degrees. Let's say like it's October, late October. 80 degrees during the day, probably low 60s, high 50s in the morning.
I mean, with 10 being like the pits of H double hockey sticks, I'd give it a solid 7.
I'd say I'd probably fall somewhere in that type of temperature. I'd probably fall in at 8 because I'm just very finicky and I hate that. I hate having too much stuff on me. Mm. In fact, I'd walk around in sleeveless shirts and all the stuff if I could.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Thank you for that. But no more Disney mask, at least in the public areas, one step closer to having the typical experience at Disney parks.
Yeah.
Those are our two topics for this week on Disney Through Our Eyes. We got a couple of questions for you that we want to hear your responses on down in the comments section or on social media, wherever you can share your thoughts and opinions with us. First, for my topic, with the whole mask being gone in public, big open areas at Disney parks, at least Disney World, I want to know, maybe kind of as a goodbye send-off to those ones, what's your favorite Disney mask that you have? Share that with us in the comments section.
And for my question, I want to know, which Disney villain do you think deserves their own movie?
There's going to be a lot of opinions on that
one.
I think we took all the easy ones, though. That's going to be the trouble.
I don't know. I said Woody. That's kind of a...
Don't get me started on that again.
Okay.
So keep the conversation going down in the comments section below. And if you enjoy what we're doing here on these series, there's several episodes that you can go back and watch and listen to. And if you're a podcast person, there is a podcast-only version out there. If you'd like to check that out as well. But before we head out of here, what else should they do?
If you haven't already, please consider liking and subscribing to our channel and turning on the notification bell so you don't miss any of our content.
And if you want to watch some more things from our channel, we'll have a playlist available for you at the end of this, but also in the description as well. But until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye.